I got into troubles. Do me a favor. I'm going to send them to you because I approved, I gave them the place already. It's a week before performance of the Bar Mitzvah. I'm going to send them to you and you handle it. Sure enough, he did. They came. They came, they sat down. I spoke. Well, he has a certificate of his mother, conversion. Tell him we don't accept conversion. Now we talked about mitzvah over there. I looked at the certificate. I realized this was done by reform. It's not valid altogether. And he is not proper. He's not a Jew. Shema Israel. What'll I do? Told him, this is Orthodox congregation. I had to sit down and give a lecture. Talking. He got very excited, very nervous. Started him. I said, I pity you, I don't know. I have nothing. You're a nice man, everything. But I don't know, I'm tied up by the law. I don't know why you didn't check when you got married, everything. I started talking to him. Imagine, the one that was saying, she's no good for us, she sided with me against the husband. He said, what do you want from the rabbi? The rabbi is telling you honestly, but let's move it. Do it somewhere else. And thank God, after the talk, they left. They went to a different place, some conservative, to make the Bar Mitzvah with them. The rabbi was thanking me so much, and he got trained of the troubles. But it's a problem. Brings a lot of problems. But sometimes there's no problems at all. It all goes smooth. Because not knowing what goes on. Now the question is, the one that performing the marriage can be a relative to the Hatan the Kanonot? Of course, even a father can be. He can be, as long as he's not the Ed. We said Edim must not be relatives. Must be not Pesulim, that are not worthy to be Edim. Pesulim, I said already. Not only Kerovim, also for not observant, that observant Jews. Of course, we come is there is a mitzvah. Among the mitzvot of Simchat Hatan VeKalan, the Gemara gives very, very big credit to people who are Mesamehim Hatan VeKalan. This Rabbi said that this is Gemilut Hasadim, but Simchat Hatan VeKalan is one of the highest of the Gemilut Hasadim that there is in Jewish religion. And the Gemara comes and said, Kol HaMesameach Hatan VeKala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him many berachot. And if he doesn't, if he is enjoying himself in a wedding of Simchat Hatan VeKala, he's not Mesameach, Over B'Hamisha Kolot. That means he violates the law. It's a mitzvah. Of course, some people, to be mesamehim hatan v'kala, by their presence. The hatan v'kala, they love to have them. It's a great honor for them. They're not too many like this. But there are some people that really, they do all kind of things that make them happy. Singing, dancing, that is. And they come doing the dancing. They have to praise the kala. Don't praise her with lies. Yeah. Gemara said, Ketzad merakdin lepnei akala, when they dance, they praise. What kind of praise? Said, Kandana ava hasuda, mahloket, bechamayin betelen. I said, Bechamayin, said, Kala kemo chayi. Said, the way she is, don't exaggerate. No. Betelen said, every kala you can say, Kandana ava hasuda. They don't say, she is the most pretty girl. Don't say she is the best girl? No. Kalla na'a. What's na'a? She is a nice woman, could be nice in look, could be nice in actions and deeds. Kalla na'a. And every kalla is na'a to her husband. Otherwise, he wouldn't choose her. No. Kalla na'a. And this is what you say. And that's what they say. Not only that's what they say. They jump and they sing these words. Ketzad maraktin, ketzad maraktin, ketzad maraktin, lifnei hakalla. Kalla na'a v'hasuda. They made a song out of it. And they say it. This is simhat hatam ekalla. They give so much preference. The Gemara tells us that the greatest rabbis, they used to go and make all kind of tricks, acrobats, different things, to they belittle themselves just to make the Hatan the Kalan happy. It's not nice. How the rabbi would do such a thing? He would jump, he would go over his head and that. He said, it's okay. It's written in the Pasuk in Nevi'im. When David HaMelech was bringing Aron Hashem to bring it from different city to Yerushalayim, he went to get the Aron. Every six steps, he stopped the people. He offered the korban, and he was dancing. Every six steps, can you imagine, from one city to another? Took him maybe the whole day to come to bring it to Beit HaMikdash. As he was coming in, his wife was from the royal family, the daughter of Shaul. And she saw him. She didn't like it. Why? When he was dancing, is the shirt was coming out, a king. You know what it means, a king? A king, the way he dresses, the way he looks. It's not nice for him. One thing, little item, is not in order. And all of a sudden, the shirt is out from the dancing. Michal, when David came, she welcomed him with harsh words. They say, oh, how beautiful the king looked today in front of all those maids. You know what it is? How to say such a thing? She tells him, look terrible, the king, in front of those the maids. You dance like this. He got very mad, David. He said, you know what did I do? Dancing before Aron Hashem. You know what Aron Hashem, you know what Hashem did to me? I was a shepherd of the flocks. God picked me up and put me where? On the highest position. He took it from your father and gave it to me. And the worship I said, you know what it hush was? And he said, I'm ready even to belittle myself even more for the honor of Hashem. I have to do all this. And the Gemara said, the Torah said, the Nevi'im, he said, Michal, from that day on, she never had a child. It was like a curse on her, because David got mad at her with the words that he said. Michal, but Shaul lo haya la balad ad yom mota, till the last day of her life. The question is, did she have children before or not? That's a mahlokit. But from that day on, she couldn't have, she wanted to have children, she couldn't have. This is to show you what does it mean, Simhat Hatan Vekalla. They say exactly like Simha, before the Aron, this is Mesameh Hatan Vekalla. And as I said, there is many berachot to a man that Mesameh Hatan Vekalla. Because of that, part of being Mesameh Hatan Vekalla, to be Shoshbin. Shoshbin means Asher. You know, they use the word Shoshbin in Simchat Torah. For the Hatan, Hatan Torah, Hatan Moshin, that is Shoshbin. They took it from this. In every wedding, there's Shoshbinim, ushers. Oh, the ushers is good. But if it's done properly, ushers today, Shema Yisrael, the appearance, the way they come, boys and girls are not. They don't belong to each other. And there comes the photographer, put your hand here, hold her this way. And this is myself. What is this? Who permitted all this? But this is become a style. And they don't see anything wrong with it. It's beautiful, huh? Everybody wants to look. Who is the couple coming in? I don't know. It's change of Jewish tradition, Jewish life. We didn't have this. There is. They come, the father and mother with the groom, father and mother with the bride. And all of a sudden there is all these marchers. And today, already little children, and waste of time. And the child wants to come. No, there is a lot of laughing. Oh, the child, he didn't walk, he went back. No, no. It's ridiculous. You know, if you look at it really, in a real way, sincere and that, it's ridiculous, the whole thing. But it becomes a big business today. Go dress the children, spend so much money. If you don't get it from a special place, even Leicester is not good enough. You have to go to a special place. I don't know where. If a gun, they talk about it months and months. To go to get a gun, and I don't know, maybe, you know, it's for $20, $30, for $230 or $300. I don't know if it's true. I don't know. Well, what do we talk about? Throwing money, though. But this became a style. And you can't put a limit to it. You can't put a limit. There is in Brooklyn, you have to go there if you want to get a gun. Fifth Avenue, I don't know where. It's problems. And all this really, not only waste of money, there's many issuim also. They come. And what? They come. What kind of gun is that? How much has been covered, how much has been uncovered? This is the question. Is this really what, do you think, this was the way since Abraham Avinu till the first generations went on, this is the way it was, you think? Unfortunately, you go among Goyim, Arabs, never, they are covered so much that you don't see anything. But this is, became already, becomes worse and worse and worse. And if somebody, a rabbi, I told you that once, a mother came to the stage with her son, okay, she came, but she wasn't a beracha. I couldn't say beracha. I told her, I want to say beracha. Cover. And she took the shawl, she covered, and as we walked out, she said, Rabbi, you embarrassed me. I said, I don't know what's more embarrassing, being covered or uncovered. This is, can you imagine? We already lost everything. The halakha is, I can't say bracha. What can we do? And I was doing, fulfilling my duty to be able to say the bracha. That means as much as we can to put the limit as much as possible. I know it's very hard to talk about it because nobody is going to understand you. It goes from one generation to another. They don't see anything wrong with it. What's the matter with Rabbi? He's an old-timer, old-fashioned. He doesn't know what he's talking. You have to understand what the social life today. The Rabbi doesn't understand what social life is. And this is the condition that we keep dragging it more and more and more and more and becomes too far. And somebody was telling me, a Mashgiach comes and said, just last week, Rabbi, what are you doing? I said, what's my? He said, I'm a Mashgiach over here. But the Mashgiach came to see. He wasn't Mashgiach because the Mashgiach wasn't here. He came to replace him. He said, Rabbi, they brought the dancer over here. I didn't even know about it. But he tells me, it's terrible. What can you do? Go and tell him. They said, you should tell the caterer. He should not allow to do that. Go tell the Kaido, the Kaido tells you, your people, tell the people. What the Kaido say to the Rabbi, you say to the people. I tell the Kaido tell you, what do I have to do with it? There is a custom among many people, many communities, it is most communities, they do it in the world, that when Hatan comes into the Huppah, they all stand up. Why? Because they say in the Gemara, Hatan dome le melech. Hatan a king, as the Jewish religion is, when a king comes in, you have to stand up for him. And therefore, they stand up. But in our community, they don't stand up. Maybe in Halab they did. Maybe at the beginning when the wedding used to be in a small place, not the way it is developed today, as we said, something big change. And want more order, otherwise we are chaos. Everybody comes standing, approaching the place of the Hatan de Kala, would be impossible. And they sit down. The truth is, there is no law that they must stand. Haronim mentioned that, since Hatan Domela Melerda. And therefore, what we do is not against the law, those who are sitting. But if you see any times that you will come to sit in a committee, you see them standing, don't be surprised. There is something, but one thing they are very particular. They say, if they come to stand, they have to be not all running like flocks. And here is the lady going into the place between these two men, and the man goes with that, all mixture of people, men and women. Matter of fact, today was a milah over here, in the synagogue. They were in the middle of the prayer. Yotzer, all the ladies came in. They sat down. They finished Amidah. Hazan told me, turned to me, he said, I didn't even pay attention. I was on the side there standing. Rabbi, I can't pray. What's the matter? David Shiro told me, look, all the ladies here. Really? I said, wait. I stood up. I spoke in Arabic with them. I said, Your Honor, we cannot change the law. We are not going to make a new style over here, that the ladies sit with us during prayer time. Please give a chance to the men to pray, and the ladies cannot be here. And they all got up and they walked out. And all of them said, nobody else would do that, but you, they all listen to you. The ladies didn't say one word. Sometimes ladies will come, who's here to tell us now? They all left. About 150 women were sitting, got up and left outside. And until they finish the prayer. But if we are going to let it go, you know what will happen? A few more times, Shema Israel, you will never be able to put them out. They'll be able to come again a conservative place instead of Orthodox. You know, I say the mixture that there is, of course, I'm not saying this is during the... There's some they want, even Sauda, Mehita, men, you know. It's good, proper, but sometimes it's difficult. There's big crowds. If you make it like separation, there is no enough room. They can't. You have to close your eyes. This is not a terrible if they will be eating there with families and every table. But at least during the time of Kedusha, that they should be separated. Among Ashkenazim, they have a custom that the Hatan puts a special garment, white. Besides his clothing, all of a sudden they dress him with white robe and put a belt, and this white garment called kittel. The kittel, they wore it, where they leave it till the last day of their lives. They dress them with it and goes with him to the coffin. And why they do it? Yeah. They said that a person should not forget himself because of, he's getting married, to forget everything, you should remember the last day. Imagine. Gemara said, Im ro'e adam, if a person sees Yetzer Hara comes to him, he should push the Yetzer Hara away. How? The Gemara said, there are different things. Read Torah. Take him to Beit HaMidrash. Tell Yetzer Hara, come with me to the yeshiva, to the kollel. And really, what does he do? He comes with you. That means you want to break him by going to the Beit HaMidrash. But he comes there. It makes you make Averot in Beit HaMidrash. Then, the Gemara said, Yikra Kriyat Shema. Think about Kriyat Shema, Shemecha, your duty. Im Netzacho Mutav, Im Lav, it's still Yaz Yetzer Hara. Yizkor Lo Yom HaMita. You should remember the last day. That's what Mishnah said. Yistakel B'Shlosha Devarim, Ve'en Ataba Lidei Avera. A person always, when he sees he has Yetzer Hara, he should think about these three things. What is Yetzer Hara comes? All because of Gava. Or because he forgets what he is. And he doesn't remember what he has, what will be after his retiring. They say, Dam me'ayin bata. Where is he from? Nothing. Stink. And where is he going to? Dust. Where is he going to stand after that? Before the King of Kings, King of the Universe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, when a person knows, I was telling just recently, that one rabbi traveled from one city to another, came to a place, he made himself among the poor people, sitting there, all of a sudden came somebody very, very wealthy and that, and he came to the place, everybody went to welcome him, they opened the gates, he went in. He went into the, over there at the stage. Then this rabbi came there, as a plain man. He went there, hi, how are you? My friends, you know, we are from the same city. And the rich man then looked at him, this man looks like a poor man. What do I have to do with him like? Then pay attention to him. Leave me alone, don't bother me. He said, oh, I thought I'd tell you hello since we are from the same town. After that, he ignored him. He said, did you find out who is this man? I said, he comes from the same city of mine. He went to him. Where are you from? He said, don't you know? I come from the same place that you know. He said, where? I came from the stink. Didn't you come from the same place? He wants to remind him. I said, Metipasiroha. A lot of spur, what is it? Then this person comes and said, where is he going to? Mekom Afar Matra. They say, among Ashkenazim, they can have the high holidays, they have a poem. Adam yesodo me'afar v'sofo le'afar. The man originally comes from the dust, and he goes to the dust. And they sing it. They sing it with such a lyric way. They cry. And then all of a sudden, one great rabbi in Europe, he came on the high holidays into the shul. He came to that poem. He started singing it. With joy, with laughing, jumping. Adam yesodo me'afa. Laughing. Vesofole afa. They're all were surprised. They're crying when they say, isn't this one? I said, Rabbi, what are you doing? I said, I'm very happy. Why? If a man comes from the dust, goes like that, you're happy? Of course. If the man originally was a diamond, and then he becomes a dust, there is a loss. But from originally is dust, there is no loss. whatsoever, and he wants to remind them what they say, because they're singing and they don't even realize what they say. He wanted them to know what they're saying. Adam yisodo me'afar v'sofo le'afar. Nimkom afar imavto le'ah. Then what do you do? In every happy occasion, we have it differently. They break a glass. What they say that I'm breaking the glass? Im eshkachech Yerushalayim, tishkach yemini, if I forget. This means, remember that we are not complete with our joy, because we don't have Yerushalayim, we don't have Beit HaMikdash. And that's what they do. And the Ashkenazim, they have the custom to dress him with the kittel, you see, and the kala comes, she goes around. You see, mothers are crying. And the kevat is of gaver, it's written, and she goes, they make like a chicken kapara. In our community, many problems was with this. One side Ashkenazim was Sephardim. Ashkenazim wanted Sephardim. I said, listen, we have a custom, different thing. They don't object. Well, do we have to object? What's the difference to you? It's not against the law. Let them go around. Some of our ladies, no, not allowed my daughter to go around. They don't want it. It's sure there isn't. They don't like the custom. Okay. And make big noise out of it. Some of them, they listen to me. Okay, Rabbi, you said, don't. I said, there's nothing wrong with it. Let them do it. But this is what the certain custom that is originally, that comes from something. They don't do it. It don't matter, Ashkenazim or Sephardim. We have custom that they are surprised. Where do we get them from? There is everything has to do, minhag that has to do with originally with some good idea. We have no objectively. That's why I try to bring the minds together. See, the Ashkenazim and Sephardim. There is a pasuk, I just remember, in the Kohelet. Bechol et yu begadecha levanim. Veshemen al roshecha al yehsar. Make sure that at all time your clothes are white, clean, and veshemen al roshecha, what's shemen? Oil over your head is not missing. You have like a jar filled with oil over your head. Well, what does it mean? Many perushim there is, but one thing is this. Person should think all his life. He is wearing a white garment, silk, beautiful. And he has a jar of oil on top. How much careful he has to be that his oil should not go on his clothes. You know what it means? Comes oil away, terrible. It will look horrible. That's how much a person has to step, every step, with watching himself not to make avon. This is b'chol et yu begadecha. At all time, think you are in such a condition that you are wearing this kind of clothes, very precious. Oh, it happened to me, he has a silk suit. Silk suit. It's not $30, it is $200. I don't know if I'm right, but it's big money. What do they talk today? There is a special stores, special people selling suits. Oh, no, they tell you, this store, only the actors and actresses, they come to buy over there. I don't know how much money they spend for every outfit. Oh, they go to buy special kind of shoes, they don't go to anyone. They go to special places. And then this is now. There is another pasuk. Yeshaya said, "Im yiyu hataechem kashanim, kasheler yalbinu. Im yadimu katola, katzemer yiyu." If there avonot that you have like something red, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will purify it to be like snow, white. If they are like red, like the blood of the Tolaat Meshi, Katzemer Yiyu, God will make them like white wool. which means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the Avonot, he becomes pure. Why? That's why Hatan says, Muhalim lo al kol Avonotav. The day he gets married, the Avonot are being forgiven. And since the Avonot forgiven, he becomes like white, clean. Then there is also a sign why they put that one white clothes, to show that he is pure now, which means performing of this mitzvah of getting married elevates a person to a very, very high level. From being single to get married, a person is a different person altogether, because he is achieving the purpose of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, needs mazal, that you will get the right one. It's not easy to get the right one. Very difficult, especially in our time. But the person must always fulfill his duty to see to it that the children are getting married to the proper one. And this is by cross-examining who is the other one. And as we say, our fathers used to look who is the family that the other side is. Family was a very important factors in getting married. Who is the girl? Who is the boy? Where comes from? Then there is success in marriage. If not, how could be, if at the beginning they don't pay attention, then they come to tell you, listen, look, I got married, look the troubles I get. I wish I didn't get married. Of course, if you don't pay attention at the beginning, then they cry at the end. The person is better to cry at the beginning before reaching such a stage. And let's hope, Be'ezrat Hashem, that God will let us succeed with our children, grandchildren, to get to perform the right things, that we will succeed to perform our duty, that lo yimatzeh pisul, lo bezara'enu, lo bezera zara'enu, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us the privilege that our future generation, the offsprings, will continue our way and the way of our fathers till the time of Ram Yitzhak Yaakov. Amen. בחנם עכשיו אומר, הצער הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל, לפי חכם פעלים תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדון אף אשמה נזכור, יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.